expectation is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Grace and peace be unto you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn out of the dead, and the King of kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us continue this worship service by singing Psalm 35, the stanzas 7 through 11. Stanzas 7 through 11 from Psalm 35.
Oh,
Beloved, the scripture reading for this evening hour can be found in God's holy and infallible word in the Old Testament in Genesis chapter 19. But first we'll confess our faith with the words of the Apostolic Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell, and the third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the one holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We repeat the scripture reading in Genesis 19. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, arose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he said, Behold, now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned into him, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly, because now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye them to them as good is in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came to sojourn, and he will need to be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand, and pulled Lot into the house of them, and shut to the door. And they smote, and the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and speak unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But it seemeth as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And the Lord said unto them, Oh, not so, my lords. Behold, now thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. And the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. And then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abram got early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abram, and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come and into us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morning that the firstborn said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab. And the same is the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called his name Ben-Ami. The same is the father of the children of Ammon. And to this day, so far the scripture reading. Let us pray. O Lord, when we think about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, let it be with humbleness and fear. Humbleness and reverence, because we are no better than the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and our country is falling down because it is called in early days Israel of the West, and now it is like Sodom and Gomorrah, even worse. And Lord, when we see what happens on earth, thy judgment is in place, because there is no conversion, almost no conversion among the so-called Christians. O Lord, thy will spare thy people, and we see it to Lot that you save Lot out of Sodom. because it was his own choice to live in Sodom, but in thy word we can read that all things must work with in the life of grace, in the life of thy people. It was thy providence that Lot came out of Sodom. It was thy providence that he lived there in the mountains, in the wilderness, out of the camp, and out of the established church, out of the communion of saints. And he lived the rest of his life in a cave, because the cave, the rock, is Christ. Because Lot was a righteous man, and he has no life in the city, in that wicked city. But how is it with us, Lord? Can we live in this country in peace? Can we live anywhere on this earth? It is all the same. And it is even worse as in Sodom and Gomorrah, because thy gave us a reformation, and I have planted the church of reformation, but let plucked them out, because the sin is risen into heaven. It is in the, like in the days of Babylon, when the people built a tower that reached almost in heaven. Oh Lord, that we think about it, and we are no better than the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah. And if it is right, then you will have that conviction that, like Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. So there is no sinner that cannot be saved, only that we did a deadly sin against the Holy Spirit. That's unforgivable. But as long as it is time, we can be saved by free grace, because that is thy will. To glorify free grace, we can read it in the Bible. In the life of all the saints, thy glorified free grace. In the life of Abraham, in the life of all the patriarchs, and in the life of the judges, and in the life of the prophets, in the life of the apostles, and all thy people's life. Because thy will is that thy cannot be without thy people. That is thy will. That is the eternal will. Thy can without people, because thou art full of salvation in thyself. But the decision made in the eternity between the Father and the Son is still in effect, Lord, that we remember it, that salvation comes from thee and not from man. It's not a cooperation. It is salvation in one way. It is eternal love in one way. And then that love returns to thee, because thee love thee, and that is based on thy love from eternity in thy begotten Son. O Lord, that we may remember, not only remember, but heard this morning that the old man has to die. And Lord, that is thy work, the work of the holy law, because even thy people are not asking for it. We flee out of thy countenance. We flee always in the wrong way. Everyone, every one of us, before and after grace. But the eternal love, that is the bounds of honor, it is thy honor to save thy people. But that is based on the blood, on the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He sacrificed himself. He gave his life for dead sinners, for the dead sinners. And they will hear the voice of the Son of God, and they shall live. Lord, it is an eternal miracle if one man, one woman, one child be converted this late afternoon. That we said with Moses that all of thy people be prophets, all of them, all of them. O Lord, let it happen, because we live in dark times, but it is always the same thing after the deep fall in Adam. We live in dark times, in darkness, totally darkness. And open our eyes to see our misery. O Lord, there is no place in our heart for Thee, because there was no place for Mary and Joseph and the child in Bethlehem. It was the city of David. There was no place. It is also in our life, O Lord, that Thy may reveal Thy Son in our heart, like unto the shepherds in Ephrathah's fields. When the heaven opens and they got a message, a heavenly message of the birth of the Son of God. He became flesh to save fleshly sinners, to save lost sinners, to save deadly sinners, because flesh is deadly. But Thou hast conquered the dead when Thou arose from the grave. Thy resurrection is our salvation by application, by imputation, by saving grace. Lord, that we may hear Thy voice, not the voice of the preacher, but Thy voice, Thy word. Because Thy word is the seed of regeneration. Thy word. We can miss all things on earth, but not Thy words. Let it be a light before our feet, and that we may find comfort in the gospel of Jesus Christ, Him crucified. Because that cross humbled us, and that will create that Christ is so willingly to save lost sinners. His willing, O Lord, is so precious to save lost sinners, because we are not willing. We are always looking in the wrong way. We are always looking by our thoughts, thinking, opinion, general opinion, church opinion. Lord, take it away, all these things, because there are stumbling blocks. Stumbling blocks to hinder us to go through the narrow gate. We have heard this morning, Lord, with a couple words, what it does it mean to go through Him, because He is the gate. To believe in Him as a lost sinner, because Thou art a God who justifies the ungodly. There is nobody looking after Thee. There is nobody who called upon Thee. There is nobody, O Lord, You can do that for our sake. Take reason out of Thyself also this late afternoon. Remember the orphans and the widows. Remember them, O Lord, where they are on this earth. We have seen it in Africa, so many orphans. And so many orphans are sick, Lord, that they have to die, but Christ be their life. And Thou may bless that lecture, that flyers, that Bibles, who we gave them in Thy name. And Lord, that we may see upon the Lamb of God, and also us, because we come from the same address. We all come from paradise. There is no access to going back. There is no going back, but there is an escape in Christ Jesus alone. He is our Savior, He is our Redeemer, He is our refuge. And Lot was able to say that in the midst of Sodom, because he was Thy child. Lord, be with us in the preaching and the listening. Open Thy words into our hearts, and our hearts for Thy word, for Jesus' sake, only for Him. Amen. So we have read this chapter, Congregation, Genesis 19, and there are a couple of remarkable things in that chapter. We cannot explain each verse, but there is written in the sixth verse, Genesis 19, verse 6, and Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him. And there are a couple verses that we overthink, but before Lot came into Sodom, we have to tell you something about. Lot was traveling with Abram, and Abram, Lot was a nephew of Abram. And we know that Abram has a calling of God to went out of his country, Ur der Chaldean, and Lot traveled with him, but Lot has no calling. We cannot read that in the Bible. So, and what was the end of that way? A cave in the rock. Cave in the rock. So, you know, immigration is not sin in itself. Abram's immigration was by faith, because the Lord has called him. Faith is based on the promise. Never forget. There cannot be an insulated faith. Faith is based on the word of God, especially on the promise of God. And the Lord called Abram, that was saving grace, get thee out of thy country, leave your family, your sisters and your brothers. That's a thing. That's a big thing. But Abram has faith upon God. He can walk alone. That it is the same thing as in tomorrow, you know. We have heard Samson and all that live out of the camp. They can walk alone. There is written of Enoch, about Enoch. He walks with God. So did Abram. So did Isaac. They were alone. They have no friends in the strange country. It was the promised land. They have no friends. Jacob. His only his family, his sons. No friends. But they walk with God. That is a God-fearing life, to walk children with God. Oh, I know little children younger than you, the children of God. Absolutely. The heaven will be full of children. A multitude of it. I think more children than adults. I don't know, but. And he lay upon his hands on the head of the children. And they will be blessed. For what? With the Holy Spirit. I've talked with the Baptist, the baptism, adult baptism. He said to me, he was a minister in the United States. He was slandering the baptism of infants. And I say unto him, what do you think of the blessing hands of Christ on the head of these children?
He said he didn't baptize their children. I said to him,
then you not understand one word in the Bible. Because you want to say to me that the blessing hands of Christ are less than baptized by water? You want to say that? Yes, he said. I said, Christ blessed his children with the Holy Spirit. And that was what John the Baptist have said. I baptized you with water, but he that comes after me, he will you baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
The Bible speaks
of only men, not women and children. But it doesn't mean that there were not women and children. If you read the Bible literally, yeah, then you come to the conclusion of the Baptist. There is no baptism of child, but there is. You can read it in the Bible, you know, on different places, that the apostle baptized the household. Paul said, I have baptized the family of Stephanus.
And do you know what the Baptists are saying?
You have to prove that there are children in that household. Oh, but you have to prove that there were not children there. You cannot speak of a family without children. That is one proof. I cannot further go on with this. Lot went with Abram. And there was a strife between the shepherds of Lot and the shepherds of Abram. And Abram said, let me separate, because I don't want to strive with you. That was a good thing. That is a big honor. Listen, Abram gave the choice, the first choice, to Lot, to his nephew. Abram didn't say, I am the father of all believers. I have the first choice. No. And Lot made his choice. Now we have chosen in paradise, we have heard this morning in Genesis 3. And Lot made his choice without God. It's a terrible thing that we make choices. Yeah, men have to make choices. No. No. Let the Lord make his choices for you. That's better. No, but Abraham was in himself not better as Lot. But both children of God, you know, don't forget it. And there was a female once in the promised land. And what did Abraham did? He went to Egypt. And he lied about his wife. So, the father of all believers became the father of liars. It's a terrible thing. So, I want to prove with this that Abraham was not better than Lot. No. There is one best. The rich young man said unto the Lord Jesus, good master. But the Lord Jesus cut it off. He said, nobody is good. And only God. Do not praise people, you know. You can help each other in this desert of life. Because it is a desert. Abraham was a stranger in the promised land. He has to pay for the scapegoat. And he bought it from the sons of... let it go. In the promised land. If the Lord give you a promise, that is amen in Christ, the opposite will be revealed. If you promise that he will help you, that he will be with you, everything against him. That reveals everything against him. So, Abraham went out of his country and Lot made his choice to live in the fields, you know, around, not in, but around Sodom, but later on. He went in the city because it was so easy for the flesh, you know, to take a camel, to go shopping there or something like that. So he came in the city and he was sitting in the gate. Yeah, sitting in the gate, that means he was a judge. He was an important man in Sodom. And there were not all homosexuals now, because the sons-in-law were married. It is two daughters, so they were not homos, not all of them. But Sodom was a wicked city, and it is written, you know, that, and Peter, the Apostle Peter, is also saying that Lot tormented his righteous soul day by day, seeing the wickedness of Sodom. That is a terrible thing. And when King Kedor Laomer was overthrown, the city, he take Lot away and all the inhabitants, the king of Sodom. And what did Abraham did? He slew them. The shepherds of Abraham were like soldiers. He slew them. But that was also an act of faith. Also an act of faith. And he delivered Lot out of the hands of Gedor Laomer. So much love has Abraham for his nephew Lot, because he was his brother in Christ. That is the true love. That you give your life for your brother in Christ. That is the true love. And who did it? Lord Jesus. He gave his life, his precious blood, on the hill on Calvary. For dead sinners. Yeah. But it's always a little flock. Don't fear, little flock, because thy Father in heaven has promised that he will give you the kingdom of God. So, if you are a child of God, it's not needed to fear, but there is one people on earth that fear as God's people. Because their faith is not so strong and not so big. We have to live out of the Lord Jesus. His faith was complete. His faith was accomplished. His faith was without any trouble, without any sin. And it came two angels, and Abraham, you have to tell you, Abraham, he prayed to God for saving Lot, saving Sodom. That was it. If there are 20 righteous men in Sodom, will thou save the city? But there weren't. No. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this one spread, and your tent shall be founded. But there were no tent, no. And he said, I will not destroy it for the tent's sake. And the Lord went his way. But there were not 10 righteous men in Sodom. I think Lot was the only one. No. Listen carefully to this chapter. Also his daughters, his two daughters. I give you a proof that the children of God. But let us first think about verse 6. And Lot went out, and so he was still in Sodom, went out, and the angels were in his house. And Lot went out at the door into them, and shut the door after him. That is a big thing. That is a special thing. He became the same sinner as the Sodomites were. You think about it. He shut the door behind him. So that is a proof, because he was not standing in the door. No. He shut the door, he closed the door, and he was standing on the street. Lot were as the Sodomites. That is a special thing. And Lot went out at the door unto him and shut the door after him. And now the second thing in verse 10. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house of them and shut the door. Lot didn't that. No. The angels. That is free grace. When a child of God is traveling the wrong way, the Lord pull it back.
Or lead you
in another way to the right way. Absolutely. We have told you the story a little bit of Jonah, the prophet Jonah. He fled away from the countenance of the Lord. That's an easy way for flesh. To go with a ship, to go your own way. It was nice weather. The sun was shining brightly. And there went Jonah the wrong way. God gave a storm, a big storm. What manner of man is this? That he can give a big storm on his command. But the disciples were also in a storm in the ship, very experienced fishermen. And there was a storm in the Lake of Galilee. And they cannot stop it, because they were in big danger. And they awoke the Lord Jesus, because he was sleeping. I did say this morning, the Lord is never sleeping, also in that circumstance. But he was also a human being. He has accepted the human nature. He had a divine nature, he was God and man. And the disciples awoke him and said to him, do you not see in what danger we are? But the Lord Jesus said, you don't have faith. You can be in a storm. There are no limits in the power of Jesus. Absolutely not. But the disciples has a little faith. Can be a deep faith, but if it is a true faith, it is a true faith. The Lord is not requiring a big faith. A true faith can be little, but still a true faith. And it was true faith that they awoke the Lord Jesus. He stopped the storm on his command. And the waves, the sea, were flat, became flat. And they cried out, what manner of man is this? Who can stop the storm? Who can stop the waves? And that Lord Jesus, my dear children, is still the same. Yes, he has still the same power. He's now in heaven, but with his spirit, he's all around. He's all around. On every place on this earth. And if you cry to the Lord Jesus like the disciples did, that was a cry of faith, because they have no other help. They have no first aid, none, nothing at all. You have only the Lord Jesus. That is more than enough. If you may cry, that is a privilege. If you may cry, because there is in the last book of the Bible in Revelation that the judgment came over the earth, and what did the people do? They were cursing
and slandering God.
You will not say, you know, that the judgment of the Lord is through conversion. No. That is free grace. And we see in the life of Lot God's precious providence, this divine providence, because Lot in Sodom was walking on the narrow way, and Abraham too, but more in God's favor, more in God's favor. Lot was a child of God, and God will never leave his children alone, never. If you are in the midst of sin, that is not to accept sin, that doesn't mean it. No, no. But Lot did not live in sin in Sodom. He, for his righteous soul, it was a terrible thing to live in the midst of such a wicked city. But he lingered, it says, he lingered when the angels spoke to him to flee out of Sodom. He lingered and grabbed his hand and the hand of his wife and the hand of his daughters. And Lot went out first when he went out and
spoke
unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, get to out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But it seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. That is always the same thing, but it's not especially for the sons-in-law of Lot. No. The Lord said to Paul, you know, when he was in Jerusalem, make haste and get out quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. So it's always the same thing in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. There is no place for the message of the gospel. There is no place of the message of the glad tidings. There was no place for the pregnant Mary, the mother of the Son of God. There was no place for Joseph. No place. Not in the church in Bethlehem. And they came into a stable of animals. There was a man, he called me and said, it's not in the Bible that the Lord Jesus was born in a stable. He said, no, that is in the Bible. He said, it is written, it was in the houses. That is literally understanding, because the Eastern houses have always inside a stable in that time. And that stable, you know, that was not closed, completely separated from the house, was in the house, I said, and the upside part was open. So that was the place, that stable part, where can Mary lay down on the ground to bear the Son of God. And the shepherds, they make haste when they hear the message of the angels that the Son of God was born in the city of David. They make haste. And what did they cry when they arrived in that stable? Welcome, dear Lord Jesus, in the stable of my heart. Do you know? Do you know that our heart is a stable of beasts? Do you know that? Then the Lord Jesus, as a child, became precious for you. He was laid down in a crib, a trough, and the animals eat out of that thing, and the Lord Jesus laid in there. That was the King of Kings, that child. The child, with a capital letter K, was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he must flee out of Bethlehem because King Herod wanted to kill him. It's always the same as always in our days. If you are a child of God, the devil will kill you. We have heard this morning what the false preachers, what is their purpose? To kill, to destroy, and to steal. Don't forget. It's always the same. The Herods are in the church because the Reformed churches gave place to the Antichrist. It's absolutely true. The Reformed churches are more Roman Catholic than you think. And there is an agreement with the PKN, Protestant Church in the Netherlands. So the Reformed, the plant of God is plucked out. And there is a new church, an homosexual church. And that church made an agreement with Rome about the doctrine of justification. And I teach you out of God's word that the righteousness of Christ can only be ours by Imputation. What, do you know what Romans doctrine is? Impartation. So, it is a part of human being. The righteousness of Christ became never a part of man. Never. No. The Lord put it on the account of faith by imputation. Justification, I said this morning, is a declaration, but the better word is proclamation. Justification is a proclamation of grace that you are free of sin, free of guilt. That is justification. To whom? To the ungodly. What is an ungodly? A man has to become what he are, what he is, an ungodly, because we are ungodly. What is that ungodly? Without God, godless, that is ungodly. Full of sin, one piece of sin, and God justifies the ungodly. You cannot do your best to prepare yourself for justification. It is not possible. No. No. The law is already there. The law is already in your heart because you have a speaking conscience. Normally you have a speaking conscience and you know a little bit what is good and what is evil. That is not saving grace, you know, because our conscience are totally sin. But when you came to the true conviction, the Holy Spirit
convinces
the world of sin, about sin, because there is written, because they don't believe in God. Don't tell me that conviction is already regeneration. It's a lie. That misleading souls are not called by God to mislead you. And if you think I'm wrong, tell me, give me proof out of the Bible. Do you know what John the Baptist has said? I'm not the Christ. Don't look at me, but he that comes after me, he is the Christ. He will forgive your sins by the Holy Spirit. That was the case with Lot. He has forgiven us of sins in the midst of that wicked city. We walk on the narrow way in the midst of that. We live the same as Lot because this place and all places on earth are wicked.
Isaiah cried out, "Who is me? For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts."
He was saved by the Lord. It's free grace and not a part of desire. No, no. We don't ask for it. But the Lord wants to save his elected people. And then comes the time in your life that saving grace is there. But before that, the Lord gave you experience what eternal hellfire is. Oh yeah? And comes a day in your life that you're ready for the fire. Absolutely, when you accept your punishment. That's honest, right? If you are a dead sinner, then it's honest, you know, that you accept your punishment. That's also the work of the Spirit. The murderer on the cross, seeing the willingness of Christ, he cried out. Our judgment is right, is honest. But he, and he pointed to Christ, he is without sin. You cannot blame him.
We will go on, and Lot spoke to his sons-in-law, who married with his daughters.
He said, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this. So Lot believed the message of the angels. He feel that they spoke the truth, but he seemed his sons-in-law as one that mocked unto them. They want to remain in Sodom. Yeah, that can be, that is our choice. To remain in this life, but it is a temporary life. We never think about it, you know. In our carnal nature, we never think about the dead, because we are not created for the dead. We are created for everlasting life. Adam and Eve have everlasting life in paradise. But after the fall in sin, there is no everlasting life anymore. They lose it. And then the Lord reveals the mother of all promises in paradise. Just in paradise. Just in that wicked place, because the paradise became wicked through the sin. You know, everything was sin. After the fall, the lion was
tearing apart the sheep. It was not in the state of righteousness.
No, no. And it will not be in the new paradise, because the Lord will create a new heaven and a new earth. See the smoke here of the wildfires around, and that point us to the footstep, the coming footstep of Christ, the second coming of Christ. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters.
And even Lot's wife was taken away out of Sodom.
The Lord has no pleasure in the death of the ungodly. Take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Verse 26, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And that is also in the New Testament a warning, even to the disciples, remember the wife of Lot. Because even Lot was afraid looking back. And therefore he said to the Lord, Oh no, my Lord, let me flee to Zoar, that little city, it's close by. The mountains are too far, and I'm in danger to looking back. But what was the commandment of the Lord? Flee to the mountains. It pointed to Christ, because Lot was not saved in Zoar, it was the same wicked city. Every place is the same. You cannot flee to a country. Now this is better. No, no. I want to live in a country that homosexuality was forbidden. Most countries in Africa, they live closer to the Bible than whole the Western Christianity. Yeah, and what we have talked about yesterday, that black guys, they walking in the streets in Uganda with big
pamphlets with the following proclamation.
For God and our country, no sodomy. I cried out, that are my friends, that are my friends. I cannot find it among the Reformed people anymore. Some of them, brothers in Christ. Oh, I wish that we were as Lot. I wish that. Because Lot has a righteous soul. He was justified by God. His sins were forgiven.
And he tormented his righteous soul. And he was preaching against the sin in Sodom.
We read further. His wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And now, you know, that is a true image of the old man under the law. We are pillars of salt by nature. Our carnal nature is only salt. Dead. And the ministers are preaching and fishing in the Dead Sea. But there is no fish in there. No, you can't fish in Sodom, there is no fish. Because the Lord took Lot out of it. There is no fish anymore. But his wife looked back.
She escaped the wicked city Sodom.
But she never arrived in Zoar. Never. She looked back. Her heart was still in Sodom. You can walk with God's people. Like Orpha did. You know the story? Naomi and Ruth and Orpha. Let's hear in this story. Listen carefully. But Orpha was weeping on the border. She was weeping to leave Naomi. Naomi said, Now, little girls, go back to your country, to your idols. Buy a big
television.
And have pleasure in sin. That was what she was saying to them. God reveals the saving word in the life of Ruth. She made not a choice there. She spoke in faith. She spoke in faith. Where you die, I will die. I have never heard a man was talking to me in the same language. But Ruth said, Where you die, I will die. Where you live, I will live. Your people are mine, and your God is my God. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Orpha turned back to the country as a pillar of salt. same, exactly the same. And now what is happening in the today churches, they put stickers on that pillar of salt and you are converted. You give so much money in the church. You can be an elder or a deacon or even a preacher. Pillar of salt. Yeah. That is happening in our churches. They gave place to the Antichrist. The Antichrist, anti, against Christ, but it goes a step further. It is instead of Christ. Do you know what is written on his head of the Pope? Vicaris Filii Dei. Do you know what that means? I am God. I am instead of Christ. And who is instead of Christ? The second comforter. And who is the second comforter? That is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is instead of Christ here on earth. He is all around. And the Pope said, no, I am. So that is an unforgivable sin. That is the sin against the Holy Spirit. It's unforgivable. He pretend that he is the Holy Spirit. He pretend that he is God. Therefore, Rome is called, and you can read it in the Revelations and everywhere, Rome is called the Antichrist, because he pretend to be instead of Christ. And there is no bigger sin than that. And the wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. But there is more. And Abraham, he looked when the fire and brimstone came from heaven and destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And in verse 28, Abraham looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah and towards all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. Look around. Look around.
The story of Lot
is written in the Bible to our benefit. You know that? You know, Lot is glorifying God in heaven. But how is it with us? Look around and you see the footstep, you hear the footstep of the coming Christ, the second coming on the clouds of heaven. And he will judge the quick and the wicked on that day. The Lord giving you and me some years on earth to be converted, to fear the Lord here on earth, on the battleground. Or do you like a false peace? Peace, peace, and there is no peace. That is the churches nowadays. Peace, peace, and there is no peace. The Lord tells us that he separates Lot from the wicked places on earth. Finally, Lot has to leave Zoar, even Zoar. Because the Lord had said, flee to the mountain. Lord, let it go. It was the experience of Lot that he was not even saved in Zoar. He fled out of Zoar, and Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he learned to dwell in Zoar, and he dwell in a cave. A cave in the rock. And that is an image of the place of God's people to be saved in the rock that is Christ, the rock of ages, and that is Christ. Lot was very saved there. You know, have nothing, no furniture, no house, but a cave. That can be very good, can be better than a house, but there happen some terrible things. But first we will sing. We will sing out of Psalm 36, verse 1. He who in evil does rejoice, hears in his heart a wicked voice. It whispered and it flatters, it lures him on, and he obeys till from they fear, O Lord, he strays. And what follows in verse 1 of Psalm 36. about these two daughters of Lot. I have said they were children of God, and I can prove it. And the firstborn said unto the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come into us after the manner of all the earth. Why did they say that? Why didn't they say, we remain without child, we remain without family, without children? Why not? I tell you a secret. The women of the Old Testament, the God-fearing women, would bear the Christ, even Eve, in paradise. Absolutely. I've got a man of God, but it was a devil, Cain. Eve thought that was the Christ, but it wasn't. You see it by the wives of Jacob.
Leah and Rachel.
Not bad children was a shame in the Old Testament, because it was known among the women and to everyone that a fruitful woman is praised by everyone.
But that fruitfulness was also misusing.
Peninnah, the wife of Elkanah, said to Hannah, I have children, you don't. And Peninnah was very proud, because she had children. Now the wonder.
Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them extend the curtain of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Hannah was unfruitful, but by a miracle, the Lord opens her womb.
Sarah was unfruitful. Rebecca was unfruitful. And that, out that woman became the promised seed, that they were unfruitful. So, where God gave the promise, you are unfruitful. Abraham said, that cannot happen by Sarah. And Sarah said the same. Take Hagar to fulfill the promise. It was cooperation to help God a little bit. But God fulfilled the promise in the impossibility of your existence. That is always God's work. The Apostle Paul said,
cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not hear with the son of the free woman.
And now here, and the firstborn said unto the younger, father is old, and there is no man. You know what that means? There will be no Christ.
And the daughters of Lot want to be pregnant of Christ. But the daughters of Lot have no intention of the lust of the flesh. No intention to do that sin, that terrible sin. By no means. Even Lot didn't.
Know nothing about it. Because it says, and lay down with her father, and he perceived not when she was laid down, nor when she arose. So Lot has no clue about it. Because real children of God cannot fall in an inhuman sin. Do I have to call some inhuman sin homosexuality? Suicide? The sin against the Holy Spirit? God's people cannot do that. Because the Lord Jesus delivered them from the power of sin. Delivered them. And homo, you know, can be converted, but it is no homo anymore. Because God delivered his people of the power of the Satan, of the power of the devil. And in according to the order, listen carefully, to the order of creation. What is the order of creation? God, the head of Christ. Christ the head of the man, and the man the head of the woman. That is the order of creation. So by regeneration, the order of creation will be restored in your life. Absolutely the truth. That is the divine truth. You cannot be a child of God against the order of creation. It's impossible. Regeneration is recreation. So, the Lord makes everything new. Everything. God the head of Christ. Christ the head of man. And the man the head of the woman. That is the order of creation. And the daughters of Lot lay down with her father. To what? To bear Christ. We go on. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. And the firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab. That's a terrible name. Moab. And the same is the father of the Moabites. Unto this day. Wait. I told you a little bit about Ruth. What was Ruth? The Moabite. So Ruth came from Lot. Came from Lot. Because she called her child Moab. And Ruth was a Moabite. And who married Ruth? To who? Boaz. And what was the fruit of that marriage? The honor of God. Who is called it? Obed. And who came forth of Obed? David. And who came forth of David? Christ. Christ is born out of Moab. Christ is born out of Ruth. And Ruth became an Israelite, you know, by faith alone. By that marriage with Boaz, she became, that is the miracle in all God's people's life. From a heathen, they became a child of God. From the darkness,
to be put in the kingdom of light.
The Lord take you out of the darkness, out of the state of darkness, set you in the state, in the kingdom of light. And that has happened with Ruth. And the firstborn bear a son called his name Moab, and the same as the father of Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son and called his name Ben-Ami. Ben-Ami. Yeah, that's a heathen. Heathen tribe. When the fulfillment of the heathen came through, I said it again, when the fulfillment of the heathen came through, there is a big privilege for the heathen. If all the elected heathens be converted, then the salvation of the Jews are there. So think about this order. The old Simeon said it to Mary.
A light to enlighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Paul said, until the fullness of the Gentiles shall become in, so all Israel shall be saved.
So Ben-Ami and Moab, not so bad as you think. No. Because there is salvation for the worse. Salvation for the worse. Christ humbled himself to be born out of Moab. And also the seed of Abraham, because Boaz was in the tribe, was in the line of the family of Abraham, the seed of Abraham. But Boaz married an heathen woman, Ruth, and she became a true, in a spiritual sense, a true Israelite. That is a miracle. That is the way of God. Always, always. If God is a God who justifies the ungodly, you become a heathen before his countenance. Absolutely the truth. Not a Christian. God is not looking for Christians. No. He came for the worst, for lost sinners, prodigal sons and daughters. He's still looking. God wait with salvation, with an application of salvation, until you become what you are, a heathen, a Moabite, nothing more. a lost sinner, a damnable sinner, who earned only eternal curse. Only the wrath of God
is as a claim on the head of Gentiles, and we are by nature. May I ask you,
what is your treasure? God's people can say, Christ is my only treasure. In the parable of that man that found that treasure in the field, and he bought that field because he knows there is a treasure in the field, in the ground. And that is the way of salvation. In the earth, in the dirt, Christ will be found.
And the lost sheep will be found by him. And lost sinner in our midst, he knows what your circumstances are, always, every day. He knows everything.
You have to tell him, but he knows it. Even God's people have to tell everything to the Lord. And then you open your mouth. Lord, I have no words anymore to tell you the terrible things of my life. But look into my heart. And the Lord looked through. You know, when I was walking in my first love, in the first love of Christ, I was working in the harbor of Rotterdam. So it's a bad place, isn't it? Amsterdam, Rotterdam, in the harbors.
And some harlots were knocking on my windshield. But I said unto them, I cannot do that, I'm fearing the Lord.
That was in the first love, it was so strong. If it was a hot day, I cannot buy an icy. Because I was afraid that I lose the communion with Christ. That was in the first love. I was in some factories in Rotterdam's harbor. And all the walls were covered with Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't need to explain that. All the walls inside of that factory, and in most factories, was covered with Sodom and Gomorrah. And I walked in the first floor and said to the Lord, I cannot be in there because I'm your own. I hate that sin. Not that people, but the sin. I cannot fix my lift trip in there. And I went away home, and the next morning I have to go back. And all the walls in that factory were clean. And everybody was saying, who did that?
And I went to the manager of that business.
He said, nobody knows who did it. But I said to him, I know it. It was the Lord's angels who did it. For his own sake, not for me, but for his sake, for his glory. And sometimes I was in a factory, it was the same thing, walls were covered with Sodom and Gomorrah. I said, Lord, I cannot be in there. And it was raining, so I cannot fix my lift outside. And the Lord was so good to hear me. And the rain stops, and I fixed it. And the lifter there, I was fixing the lifter. I was a mechanic in my early days. And when I finished the job, and the raining starts again. That happens when you fear the Lord. That happens in your first love. I have made a covenant with my eyes when I was walking like Lot in the midst of that wicked places. I have made a covenant with my eyes. That happens in the first love. Because you will not lose the communion with Christ. It can be a long time. It was a long time in my life, but then came back the flesh. Terrible, terrible, terrible. But that must be, because experience, faith, cannot without it. Faith will be in experience
on the battleground, where sin is all around.
Because Christ will lead you and teach you like a soldier. You know, he is the captain, he is the general, so to say. And his children are on the battlefield too.
And they need to be exercised against sin, the world, the devil, and so on.
Lot was the same in Sodom. He cannot deny and shut his mouth. No. He has preached in Sodom, not only to his sons in law, but also
to the entire city, to the inhabitants. And they all know
there is a child of God within our walls. So Lot went out, not by himself, but by the Lord, by his angels. And he came because the Lord bring you in a place, you know, can be very remote in the wilderness, but the Lord is still the same. You know, went to no resembler. There the Lord is still the same. He provides everything. I can tell you a lot of stories out of my own life, but I have to preach the word. Now, a last look to the daughters of Lot. They were believing God, fearing God, because they want to bear a child. What was their purpose? The sin? No. You know the story of Tamar and Judah? Tamar was clothed as an harlot. Still the same. And Judah used her as an harlot. And Tamar bare a child. Because she had the same purpose of the daughters of Lot. Otherwise there were no children, not in the line of Abraham. And therefore Tamar gave her own life. And in itself, you know, it is sin. But Tamar did it by faith. Yeah. David didn't when he fell in sin with Bathsheba. That was not faith. No. But in the case of the daughters of Lot, in the case of Tamar, it was faith. I tell you another thing, that is the last one.
In the city of Jericho, there lived a harlot called Rahab. And Rahab was living on the wall. And it is written, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, as he had received the spies with peace. And James said, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, the works of faith, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way?
And she lied about the spies of the Israelites. That was by faith. You have to read the Bible carefully, word by word. Because Rahab was saved. The only one on the wall, her house was built on the wall of Jericho. And she was saved because there is written, she saved the spies of the Israelites. And that lie, you can say a lie is a lie, but that was by faith. That was on the side of God. She was not on the side of the inhabitants of Jericho anymore, not with the government anymore. She was on the side of God. You know, that is not an example.
That lying is no sin.
No. But in Rahab's case, it was faith. You have to read the Bible carefully. And they made their father drink wine. Also happens with Noah. And I told you the story already with Noah. And that the preacher was preaching, and that we have to follow the example of Noah. If I went to the consistory when the sermon was over and said, you have misled all the souls here in the church, because I cannot live from the righteousness of Noah. If I did the same as Noah, you know, you can be found in my own garden, drunken and bare, naked. So, you have to preach the righteousness of Christ for dead sinners. That is what Noah preached, you know, when he was building the ship, the ark. He was a preacher of righteousness, it says. And it will be in the last days as in the days of Noah. Now we live in the last days. And hold it, the entire multitude of people was slandering Noah. That man may be crazy to build a ship in the garden on the dry ground. There must be something is wrong about his head. But Noah was preaching 120 years. And they didn't convert him. No. They were very religious people. Oh, you can be sure of it. You know, reformed, you know. On every place, churches. But they were rich in themselves. Rich. The righteous doesn't need conversion. Only people who are humbled to hell. That need a savior, that lost sheep, that prodigal son, the lost penny, that need a savior. He cannot help himself anymore. You come in such a big need, you cannot imagine what it is if you don't know what it is. What is the preaching nowadays? That Christ stands on the edge of the pit and he is crying in the depths, come out of it, come out of it. That is the preaching nowadays. But where is Christ to be found? On the bottom of your pit. On the bottom of your Adam existence. There is Christ. He is always stone throwing further as his disciples. Look in Gethsemane, also in true conversion. Christ can be found on the bottom of your existence. And that was such a miracle for me. You know, the devil was taking me to the gate of the hell. And it was, I cannot tell you what it was. I cannot sleep because I fear to be woke up in hell. I cannot sleep anymore. And then the Lord Jesus came in between. I have the keys of the doors of the gate of the hell. I was dead, but I'm alive. And I have the keys of hell and death.
At that moment, I can justify the Lord what he was planning to do with me.
If you throw me in hell, or if you save me, if you come under the judgment seat of Christ at his feet, you can praise the Lord in all his doings. That is for sure. I know it by experience. And the Lord came in between, and then came the promise. Then came the promise. And lo, I will be with you all the days until the end of the world. Every day, Lord. Every second. He don't take the promise away. No. And I never thought that there was so many, many sins after receiving grace.
I've cried out, for I know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold under sin.
But if you walk with your feet in sin, Christ is still there. Christ is still your head. You cannot live in sin anymore because you have a new life. But the Lord takes away not the sin. No. The Lord doesn't
take away
the devil, the slandering devil in Paul's life, in the Apostle Paul's life. He prayed for the Lord 3 times for it. Take away that devil, oh Lord, please.
But what does the Lord say to Paul?
My grace is enough for you. So you can live with the devil, not live with. But the devil is not the biggest thing. His grace, you know, overthrow everything. The devil remains. That was a slandering devil, I'm sure of it. A cursing devil. But the devil remains. That was the second conversion of Paul. You can see it by Jacob, Penuel. Was the second conversion. There is a first conversion and a second conversion. The Lord Jesus told Peter, if you are converted, was he not converted? For sure. But if you are converted, then you can strengthen your brethren. When was that? Pentecostal day. He has no fear anymore. Peter was preaching there, a preaching only the Lord Jesus can better preach because he has the fullness of the Spirit. But Peter was preaching there as a witness of Christ. He has no fear anymore. In the room of Caiaphas, he has fear. He denied the Lord. Terrible. But on Pentecostal day, he has no fear anymore. He was fulfilled with the Holy Spirit. That is what we need, congregation. That is what we need, to be fulfilled with the Holy Spirit. We cannot believe without the Holy Spirit. You can have faith, but without the Holy Spirit, Lord said himself, without me, you can do nothing. So, you can have faith, but you cannot believe without the Holy Spirit. So, therefore, I sent you the second comforter, and that is the Holy Spirit itself. So, this story stands in the line of the doctrine of Christ. Don't forget it. Hold the Bible. The Old Testament is not less than the New Testament. Paul preached the Christ out of the Old Testament. There was no New Testament in that day. The letters of the apostles, you know, became the New Testament, the three books of the Gospel. But remember, from Genesis to Revelation is the Word of God. This chapter that come back on the Day of Judgment. What we have done with it, you know? Have we read it as history or to our salvation, to our conversion? If you read the history of Lot, if you read the history of Samson, the judge, are you listening to the preaching about the saints for tradition or for your conversion? There's a big difference. Look to the life of Samson. How can it be existed grace? Because it was promised that he, from his birth until his death, he will be a Nazarite. So, that is valid for all God's people, from the beginning to the end. Not all God's people are reborn in the womb, but the old people of God, how old are you, if you ask them, and then God converted them on the age of 20, then, and they were 60, and say, you know what the answer was? I'm 40. 40, not 60, 40. Because I have a new life since I was 20. And most of the time, the Lord converts people before you are 30. That is not the standard. The murderer on the cross came to conversion in his last day. So, not standard. But generally speaking, I was 27. Yeah. But I lost 27 years. Remember that. I spent my life in sin 27 years. Terrible. You're weeping about it. Think about it. So the Lord blessed Lot in the cave of the rock, and the rock is Christ. Speaking of picture, it was not really Christ, you know. But there are types in the Bible. So Boaz was a type of Christ. He was not Christ, he was a type of Christ. And Ruth is a type of the living church. That was real. Isaac was not a type of Christ when he was laying down, you know, as a sacrifice on the mountain. No, no. It was a type of the church. Because the knife didn't go through Isaac.
No, it went through the goat.
That's Christ. That is a type of Christ. And that goat was strangled in the branches of our sin. Amen. Lord, thy word is so clear, for even for a little faith, there can be so many struggles, so many afflictions, so many sorrows, that thou art strengthened by people with thy word. Let it be a light before our feet in the desert of this life, in the desert of this earth. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from sin, day by day, that we may glorify thy holy name in the midst of the bitter. And Paul said, I am the worst, I am the chief of sinners. Still I am. But I have grace in God's sight. That is the difference. Lord, be with us also this evening. Be with our guests, that they may travel safely, that they may travel in spiritual sense on the narrow way, going through the narrow gate, that we may meet them in heaven with their children. For Jesus' sake, Amen. Congregation, let us finish singing the second verse of Psalm 36. Thy love and faithfulness extends wherever thou to heaven's end. And what follows in the second verse, Psalm 36. Merciful to you. The Lord reveals his face unto you and give you peace. Amen.